Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thanks to Trade Coffee for supporting The Morning Stream. It's a coffee subscription service unlike anything you've tried before. Top independent roasters send the best coffees direct to your home. Right now, Trade is offering new subscribers a total of $30 off your first order, plus free shipping, when you go to drinktrade.com/TMS. Coming up on TMS, do goats have hands? Because I, like, really want to know.
Cool, like a finger in the anus.
Sir Baby Cakes.
Take the 20, leave the weed.
Thanos, Moon Knight, and Aquaman walk into a room.
Kentucky Fried Magarak.
PhD in neuro hoo-ha.
Not enough staff for hot dogs or sticks.
Hand farting for the love of it.
Owner slash lover.
Kentucky Fried Donkey.
I can pee on the deputy for hours.
Offending Muslims and people who actually like music.
Welcome to the motel, cool Raphelia.
51st lifts.
Call now and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Lubricate your index finger and tell the patient you are going to insert your finger into his rectum and that it will be cool.
50,000 gallons of human waste.
This is The Morning Stream. I'm bleeding to death. Humor me.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to TMS. It's the morning stream for Monday, September 19th, 2022. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Scott.
Hey, don't man.
Worry. It'll be cool. It'll be cool.
It'll be cool. I think
I'm a doctor. It'll be cool.
I think what he meant, it was like this.
Yes, it'll be chill. It'll be cold.
It was some training thing for some clinical doctor thing. And I think he meant, yeah, it'd be a cool, like.
Right. Because of the lube on my finger. It'll be cool.
It'll be cool.
But it's more like he's pressuring you to try and weed behind the school at 4:30.
It'll be cool.
It'll
totally be cool. Don't worry about it. Anyway, hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the show. We're glad to be here. It's Monday, brand new week, brand new time to talk and hang out and do stuff.
I had a woman offer me weed last night. I decided to do a little bit of Lyft driving, and I had a woman offer me weed as a tip.
In the car? That's great.
Well, no. When I got her home. Okay. So quick update for the folks that aren't in the tadpole. Tested Saturday morning. No second stripe, just one stripe. So, hey, that's good news.
Yeah.
I'm out of the out of COVID land. Bad news is, wow, that means I had it a lot earlier than I thought I did, and I didn't even know it.
Yeah, that's the problem with it right now. These new, the BA.5/6 crap is like, takes longer to notice
to
or
test,
see.
Right, or to show up on tests. And,
yeah, which kind of makes it useless, like our ship thing where they make you test 72 hours ahead of time. Like, what does that all mean now? It means nothing now.
Yeah, that's true, right? Like getting on the boat, it's like, yep, I don't have COVID now. Or, I mean, I have COVID, but my test came out clean. Oh, well.
Yeah, and you probably have. I mean, you could have it. Not probably, but you could. But anyway, you're feeling outside a little fatigue here and there. You're feeling much better.
Outside a little fatigue. And so I decided, I need, let's do a little driving. So I hopped in the Lyft and drove, did like 5 rides last night. And
we have a thing we got to play for you. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I always forget. Here we go.
Be courteous and obey traffic regulations.
All right. Now Lyft stories. Go.
Okay. My last ride of the night, about 8 o'clock last night, decided I'll just go out and knock a few out. I'm not going to say her. Well, I'm kind of going to say her name because it works in context, but it's not. It won't give anything away. There's a lot of people with this name in Colorado.
If her name was Mary Jane, it would make my day, but I bet it doesn't.
Oh, it'd be hilarious. No. So,
all right.
So pick her up from a restaurant bar and she had definitely been served quite well. Mm. She, you know, she was a little, she was not like, ooh, this is a dangerous amount of drunk. I better open the windows and drive really slow so that she can hop out and puke if she needs to.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh yeah, she's like, blah, 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 you know, really chatty. And you know what? Very exactly right, Dazzledorn. She was responsible, which is really cool. So she gets in. I say, hi, Lily. She's like, yeah, Brian, yep, hop on in. So she hops in the car, and she tells me about her work. You know, she's a manager. She's an owner of another restaurant. She's telling me about the employees. And, oh, you know, just these kids come in, and they think that they should get an award just because they showed up to work, even though they're not putting in a day's work. Like they're sitting around or blah, blah, blah. But of course she's saying, just coming in and they're like, they just sit there and they think they should get paid. I'm giving her a Valley accent. She really didn't have that. But they sit there and they just don't, you know, they don't have any, you know, effing clue what it is to work hard and put in days of work. I'm sorry. I don't mean to swear, sir. I'm like, oh, you don't need to call me sir.
She's like, called you sir. Oh, a called man me, sir. Called sir.
She says, what's your name? I said, Brian. She says, hi, Brian. I'm Lily. I'm like, yeah, okay. And so we continue driving. Like, this is going on the ride. Oh, it's just, you know, these kids and like they, you know, I've had a lot of people work for me over the years and work in my restaurant, and some of them, you know, they come in and they just work really hard and they know how to do that. And I'm sorry, I shouldn't be venting to you, sir. And you know, this is, you know, like, oh, no, you don't need to call me sir. What's your name? Brian. Oh, hi, Brian. I'm Lily. Four times.
Oh, my Lord. Really?
During this 10-minute drive.
She's that drunk, man. Okay.
She did the, what's your name? Brian. Oh, hi, Brian. I'm Lily. Like, she's like, we're just meeting for the first time, four Amazing. Times during the ride.
In her head, you probably are, I guess. I don't know.
I think so, maybe. So she's like, well, do you want some weed? Like, oh, no. And she's like, oh, no, no. I mean, not right now, but like as a tip when we get to my house. I'm like, oh, no, no, no. Thanks, you. I appreciate that. But no, I can't. My wife works for the government. So even if I wanted to, I could accept that. But I appreciate the offer. She's like, okay. Thanks, sir.
The cycle begins anew.
The cycle begins again. So I said, oh, please don't call me, sir. She's like, okay, baby cakes. I'm like, and she said it jokingly. It wasn't like a, you know, like a come on or anything. It was like, all right, that works. That's fine. Call me baby
cakes. Well, I'd heard before that if you do, you got copious amounts of alcohol and weed together, you have a short-term memory thing going on that can be, maybe, can be pronounced.
Maybe the two combined create that.
I think it was Tally that told us that, or somebody in here told us that.
Maybe, yeah.
And she's a PhD in some kind of neuro hoo-ha. So.
Yes, and she uses both, from what I hear.
Oh, so. Yeah. She knows from both ends of that story, and that's how it is. Anyway, well, that's fun.
So, it was a fun ride. Yeah. She was really, really cool, and I'm going to go to a restaurant at some point in the next couple of weeks. She gave me a $20, like a cash $20 bill, and I'm like, I can't take that. She's like, no, no, no. If you're not going to take the weed, take the $20. I'm like, all right, okay. And I said, here's the deal. Yeah. I'm going to spend this $20 at your restaurant so you get it back. She's like, okay, fine.
I love that. That's great.
So, but we'll see if when I take you to a restaurant, I go, you know, oh, hi, it's good to see you. She's like, I have never seen you before in my life. Yeah. I don't know who you are.
And she'll call you sir. Sir, I don't remember you, sir.
Which is probably the completely, you know, the most likely scenario.
Do you know what kind of restaurant it is? You have any idea what you're looking for?
I do, but yeah. I'll say that it is a... It is a cafe that serves breakfast, lunch, and sometimes dinner, she says. But she can't always do dinner because she has had a hard time with staff not coming back after COVID.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. This is the thing right now. This is why I was
all over the place.
I was talking to you about that mall on I guess it was you I was talking to, I think, on Sunday when we recorded Film Sack.
Yeah.
And that mall empty. Was so weird. It was like there were stores that absolutely would be open and teeming on a Saturday that were closed, and in the case of Hot Dog on a Stick, it literally said, not enough staff to be open, please apply online or whatever. Like they were trying to get new employees or whatever. They just couldn't keep people there. And it just weirded me out. And there were a bunch of stores that felt like that. There were also some stores that were just empty, and that place was a freaking ghost town. And I know malls aren't what they used to be, everybody. I know, you don't have to tell me. I get it. But it bummed me out because this is the mall we used to take our kids to when they were little.
Mm-hmm.
And they've added on to it, made it all beautiful.
For some teenagers, it was probably the cruising mall. Like, you'd go there on a Friday night and just go, you know, up and down and pick up chicks. And
oh, hell yeah. I would have. And I did. In high school, I used to go to the Cottonwood Mall, which is now torn down. But, you know, malls, I know they're dying. I don't want them to, though. I have a special connection to them. I like a mall. But you know what I like even more than a mall is a is an abandoned, like, apocalyptic mall.
Like a like a zombie movie, let's hide in here kind of mall.
Yeah, I love that. I don't know why. I just think that's great. If I'm going to hunker down during a I don't know, zombie outbreak or something else, I'm going to the mall. That's what I'm going to do. Anyway, awesome. Nice. I'm glad you're feeling better is the main takeaway here.
Yeah, me too. We'll see how long the fatigue takes to dissipate, but for the most part, it's fine.
That's
fine.
Good.
It's fine.
Kim and I got in a mood the other day. Don't worry, everybody. This isn't going to be dirty.
Hubba hubba.
we got in a mood to watch Dune again. We just got in the mood. We're like, hey.
I know. There's really nothing else, right? There's nothing that anybody's recommended.
Oh, it's a real drought right now, Brian. There's just nothing on TV. There's nothing. It's just a big empty.
Nothing to see. New to watch.
Yeah. No. So she was like, should we watch Dune? I'm like, I don't know. I'm kind of in the mood. So we watched Dune. And I've seen Dune 4 times. And Dune is great. I love Dune. It's part of the holy trinity of my favorite movies of the last decade.
Sure. We don't need to mention
the other two.
There's that one. And then there's the other one that we'll talk about in a second because there's an article about it.
Well, two of those movies are from the same director. It must mean that guy's doing good work. But anyway, this is the fourth time viewing. I had completely forgotten that this movie was the first returning scene together moment for Thanos and Anton Chigurh, aka can't think of his name all of a sudden. Who plays Thanos?
Thanos is
Josh Brolin and Antonio Bongo.
Yeah, I was afraid you were gonna Pacino. Anton Chigurh was
I can't think of anyone's name right now.
Javier Bardem.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
So these two show up in the king's Leto Atreides' little captain room thing after they got to Arrakis, and Bardem is of course one of the Fremen, so he comes in there. And he's Duncan Idaho brought him and said, hey, don't worry, you know, and they spits on the table and everyone freaks out. And that's when Thanos freaks out, pulls his knife out and lunges toward him. And then Moon Knight goes, what the hell's this? And then freaking Duncan Idaho, Aquaman goes, well, no, we accept your body's moisture as the thing it was intended or whatever. And then they all figure out, oh, it's a thing. You got to spit and that shows, you know, you respect each other or whatever. Anyway, it never occurred to me that these two are back from No Country for Old Men facing off in the room.
Even
Thanos at one point, Josh Brolin goes, how did he say it? Says, I don't like him or I don't trust him or some kind of like hardcore thing. Mm. And it just made me go, well, yeah, he got you.
He's a bolt gun.
He got you with the bolt gun thing, the cow killing gun. Of course. And his name, what was his name in that movie? It was a girl's name, sort of, traditionally.
Oh, in No Country for Old Men?
Yeah, it was like Llewellyn, that's it.
Llewellyn.
Okay. Oh, I love that movie, too. That's a good movie.
I need to see that again. I think I only saw it the one time in theaters and haven't watched it a second time.
But such a
probably
movie.
Ready for a second viewing of No Country for Old Men.
That's on your HBO Max. So if you want to watch it,
boy, HBO Max, man, for all the crap that they're doing to animation, can't argue with the fact that they've got all the stuff right now that I want to watch.
Yeah, all the movies, they got it down right now.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm even tempted. It's starting to recommend to me the Transporter Legacy or Transporter,
the fourth one.
Revelations or whatever. Yeah, whatever the right.
Transporter whatever the Revelations.
Yeah, whatever the non-Statham transporter is, it's recommending it to me. And I'm like, do I want to do it? Or do I wait? You know, is there a chance we're gonna ever watch it for FilmSec?
Feels likely though, doesn't it? Doesn't it feel it like does. At some it's, point?
It doesn't seem like something I'm gonna want to watch twice, is my point. I did it with Catwoman, I'm not gonna do it again.
Yeah, good point. Anyway, the bottom line, the takeaway here is, folks. Dune is amazing, and you should watch it again. All right.
Yeah.
Moving on. In fact, especially if you only saw it the once, because it can be like visceral and overwhelming the first time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then if you go back multiple times, you see these little things and little stuff and just like,
yeah,
I don't
know. First time you watch it, you're focused on the beautiful, like the visuals and the acting and the like, oh, there's that actor. I love that guy. And that sort of thing. So yeah, the second time is like, okay, let me refresh on the story.
Yeah. And then the fourth time you notice that, you know, Frendo is in there with his cow gun killing thing. All right. In related news, and a listener, Jeffrey Lukak, sent me an email and informed me that Amazon has officially announced Blade Runner 2099, the television series produced by Ridley Scott, coming to Amazon Prime. It says this is a press release. Amazon Prime Video announced Thursday it has greenlit Blade Runner 2099, a live-action limited TV series set in the world of Ridley Scott's beloved sci-fi film. The original Blade Runner director will serve as executive producer on 2099, while Silke Louisa of Shining Girls fame will be showrunner. The original Blade Runner, directed by Ridley Scott, is considered one of the greatest and most influential science fiction movies of all time, and we're excited to introduce Blade Runner 2099 to our global Prime customers, says Amazon lead, blah, blah, blah. Who cares about that guy? Says, we are honored to be able to present this continuation of the Blade Runner franchise. We are confident that teaming up with Ridley, Alcon Entertainment, Scott Free Productions, and the remarkably talented Silke Louisa.
She is talented. Shining Girls was a recommendal of mine. It's the one with Elizabeth Moss and the murders and time travel and...
Oh, right.
Where she's kind of hopping back and forth in time. And
that's right. People really dug that. You include, yes, you recommended it once again.
I enjoyed it. Enjoyed it tremendously. It was crazy.
Yeah.
But man, it was really, really good.
Well, this seems great. I'm completely on board. I
Silke Louisa.
Love this stuff so much. I'm ready. So bring it on. Let's go.
Yeah. Do we? I mean, obviously, we'll have the just continuation, obviously, of the replicant storyline, that sort of thing. But what do we get? Any of the characters you think from 2049, 50 years later?
I don't know. You could if. You know, replicants as far
probably,
well, no, they age,
Harrison,
right?
Ford, I mean,
yeah, no,
yeah,
but, and they do age, so I guess they die, I assume,
yeah,
naturally.
Right.
So I'm thinking probably not, it'll probably be a new story. However, 50 years is a chunk, that's a lot.
It is a chunk, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited! This, they're two of the most, I have three really anticipated genre television things happening coming up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One of them is they're doing a series for Hellraiser, and I don't know why I'm excited. I just am.
Oh, cool.
But for me, they're both Ridley Scott things. There's the Aliens, Noah Hawley.
Yes. Yes. I'm so excited about that.
Cannot wait for that. And then now this. I mean, what an embarrassment of riches. We just have to live long enough to watch it. That's all. That's
right. Oh, yeah. Free Rangers asks a good question. Did you ever watch the Blade Runner Black Lotus anime series?
No, queued up, but not, have not yet.
I started it.
Did you like it? Or
I did like it until Steven Schleicher said, oh, well, yeah, give up on that, Brian, and start watching Arcane. And so I switched over and watched Arcane and never went back to Black Lotus, even though I was like, yeah, it's good. It's...
Oh, I just reminded myself I did start Black Lotus, and then I think I may have held off because of him again, because of the same reason you held off.
Because of Schleicher's recommendation.
Yeah, we got to quit listening to that guy. I'm going to go back and watch.
Well, no, he was right to have me start watching Arcane, because Arcane was just great.
Yeah, Arcane was awesome. This reviewed pretty well. I just need to get back to it. Mm-hmm. Where was this airing? Who did this?
Yeah, that's right. Where that was the other thing is I had to watch it in a weird place because it wasn't in a
it's on Max.
On one of my regular streaming services.
It's on Max now, but at the time I think you had to do something weird.
I had to watch it on the FX app or the comedy or the Cartoon Network app or something. It couldn't have been Cartoon Network app.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I can't tell. Anyway, yeah, I'm gonna get back to that.
The Adult Swim app. That's right. It was the Adult Swim app, and I had to connect it with my DirecTV Online account, and it was just a whole rigmarole to watch them, and it wouldn't remember where I left off in an episode. So, oh, it's just such a pain in the butt. But hey, HBO Max, boom, good,
done,
perfect,
done deal.
That works.
As we say in the business, done deal. Okay.
Done deal.
Crocodile done deal. Let's get into this deal with Brian Dunaway. He is going to come into the show. Whoops, that didn't work. That's weird. I think this Discord update went a little funky. All right, there we go. We're going to add Brian to this call. We're going to play a game. It's going to be great. Hey, Brian Dunaway. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian. Doon, 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 doon.
Doon, 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 doon. That's your baby shark, right? That's baby shark?
I was going to say, give us a little...
That's the baby shark. Doon, 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 doon. What? What?
That's awesome. I love it. Real quick here...
The fact that I can consistently not do baby shark, you don't know how hard that actually is.
No,
that is
hard.
Baby shark. Doo, 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 doo. It's not that hard. I can do it.
I almost played this song.
No, to not do baby shark.
Oh, to not do baby shark.
To do baby shark is the easiest thing to do.
No, because when we asked you to do baby shark before, you started doing mana mana. Doo, 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 doo. Baby shark. Mm-hmm. Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm going to find it so those at home can.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Scott, you even have this.
Here it is. June 3rd of 2019, before COVID. This is what Brian Dunaway said.
Baby shark.
So glad I grabbed that. Anyway, when you came in today, I almost played this when you came on today. Right here. I don't know why. I just wanted to play it, and I didn't do it. I decided good. Against it. No, I thought we.
It's
thought
good.
Better
I love
it.
The hand farts. Yeah. You know, I'm a big fan of the hand farts. Yeah. I like them.
When you were a kid, did you hand fart for the joy and entertainment of others around you?
No, not until I started growing armpit hair, and I could no longer do the hand cupped under the armpit. Mm. Once you get man hair, you can't really do it.
That's what was cool about when you're a kid and you don't got none of all that hair yet. Yeah. It's awesome. You got noisemakers.
I know. You sweat a little bit. You get that. You can just, just make the big old noises.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. About 10 or 11. Best years of your life. Enjoy them while you got them.
Yeah.
All right. Over. We're going to. Oh, look at the kitty. Sorry. We got to take a kitty moment. Brian's got a kitty.
We got to take a little kitty moment. We pet my belly.
Look at her.
I know. She's just a floof. A big old floof.
My cat won't lay like that. She would kill me.
I have four cats, and they all have their own personalities.
Yeah, it took some practice. She didn't always like this, but you know, she won't, and she won't let anybody else do this. Aww. Like Tina can't pick her up like this.
Just huh? That's great.
Just me.
Yeah, nothing wrong with an animal finding trust in their owner/lover.
Bonding moment. Did you just say slash lover?
Lover.
I don't know why I went there. Hey, Dunaway, we're going to play a game. Brian's going to run this game. He's going to tell us all about it, and then we're going to try to win some prizes for people. Hey, Brian.
Yeah. How's it work? All right. Hey, welcome to the morning. Half Ass is a trivia game where I'm actually going to be giving you two the answers. I'm going to give Scott and Brian a category and six possible answers, three of which are correct and three that are incorrect. Depending on how confident they feel with the category, they can provide one, two, or three guesses. But if any of those guesses are wrong, 0 points for that round. Guess one and get it right, you get a point, of course. Guess two and get them right, get you a bonus point for three. And if you guess all three correctly, 5 points total. The player with the most points after three rounds wins the prize for their contestant. And I've hand-selected a couple of contestants using my Echo Show's random number generator. Mm. Members of the Tadpool that aren't able to listen live. So... Scott, you're going to be playing for Nicole in South Jersey.
Nice.
Oh, Jersey. Yes.
Brian, you're going to be playing for Cammy in Bountiful, Utah.
Oh, that's north of me. Yeah, they have a horrible theme park there called Lagoon that's been there since I was a child. And it is a nightmare. Everything's used German rides, and they break down constantly. So there you go.
That's right. You too can be a contestant on the Morning Half Asses if Ibid picks your name and that's Scott right. can insult your location.
That's right.
It's going to be awesome.
That's right.
Can insult your favorite childhood hangout.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus the town, the name Bountiful. I hate that name.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, totally. Oh my God. It's wow. So... Just double. Who's my contestant? I'm going to send them something. Gosh.
You're playing for Cammy, Brian.
Cammy, I'm so sorry, Cammy. I know you didn't get randomly picked to be insulted.
Well,
today,
no one ever makes fun of Jersey, so it's fine.
You guys usually heckle each other, not the people who are going to benefit from your winning.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to this one. Our first question actually came from a listener, Carl.
Carl.
Idaho. Uh-huh. In 1971, Fisher-Price debuted the Music Box record player, a toy with a music box comb embedded in a phonograph arm, and then it came with five plastic grooved discs that had little rods that stuck up, little nodes that plucked the tines in the comb. You know those, right?
I love these things. Just little record player with bumps on it, right? Like a Braille record. Yeah,
it's like a Braille record player. Yes, exactly. Yeah. All right. Your question is, it came with five songs. Which of these six are the songs that were included in those five?
Stairway to Heaven.
I love the stairways on there.
I'm picking that one regardless.
Your choices are Ode to Joy, Happy Birthday, Au Clair de la Lune, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, Edelweiss, and Stairway to Heaven.
I know one of these sure. 100% on one of them.
I know two of these are absolutely not on there. I had to choose between two. I may have gotten it. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like I'm going three.
There's two that can't be on there. Then there's two that I'm not sure
about. I want Stairway to Heaven to be on there. Like, like viciously would like
it. All right. You both are locked in. You both selected Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. That is correct. And also, Scott, you chose
that one.
Edelweiss from The Sound of Music. Edelweiss, Edelweiss. You also both selected Ode to Joy. Sadly, Ode to Joy was not included.
Oh!
Au Clair de la Luna was in there. Yeah. So no points for either of you. Now, Stairway to Heaven, somebody actually 3D printed.
Oh, nice.
Created a 3D printed disc you could print out and put on this record player that would play the the opening guitar from Stairway to Heaven.
They probably have a bunch of those, right? Nice. If you can 3D print that, I'll bet somebody's printed a whole bunch of weird
for sure. Yeah.
Like,
well, we knew Happy Birthday couldn't be on the Happy Birthday people are very litigious until more recently, and they've kind of opened up a little bit.
Yes, exactly. I think it's now public domain. Isn't that the deal? Or
something? I don't know. Something changed for years. You couldn't do it anywhere. I felt guilty just doing it at home.
Happy
Birthday.
So, if anyone's got one of those, hold on to it and let me know if you need me to 3D print you a Stairway to Heaven disc. Let's get to question number two.
All right.
Terms used before the year 1960. So these are all terms that we use now and say a lot. But three of these came out before 1960. Mashup, starter marriage, frenemy, fake news, transgender, or amazeballs. Three of those came out and were used before 1960. Three of them were not.
Amazeballs?
This feels hard. Yeah, this feels...
This is a hard one, dude.
Yeah, it really is. Because you're thinking, like, you look at these and say, how would they ever use some of these before 1960?
Yeah,
I'm going to choose two of these because I'm not confident.
That's what I did. We're probably going to choose the same ones.
Yeah, we might.
Neither of you chose the same ones, as a matter of fact.
Oh, weird.
Interesting.
Yes, it's great. Like, you chose four of the six between the two of you. And, sadly, each of you chose one correct one and one incorrect one. So, Mashup was first used in 1859. Fake News was first used in 1895.
That didn't feel original. I knew they had to say that before.
Well, especially because it's just two words that are commonly used for a long time. Yeah, right. And probably just, exactly. I don't know.
Wow. And Frenemy, 1952 was the first use of frenemy. Starter marriage wasn't used till 1991. Amazeballs not till 2008, surprisingly. And transgender, this one surprised me, wasn't used until 1974.
There's no way amazeballs wasn't until 2000. We were saying that on ELR. Were we doing ELR then? No way.
We were doing it in 1800.
Find record of it. I dare, I implore you.
I implore you, do it. Fake Prove news. Me wrong.
There are some people who All think right. they invented the term fake news, but nope, it's older than that.
Right. Well, that would be fake news.
Yeah, that'd be the fake definition news. Of fake news. Literally yeah. fake news. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Well, let's get to this last one. It's right now. It's a locked game, 0-0. So somebody's got to put some points on the board for this last one. Question number three. Words for donkey in other languages. So we say donkey.
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. Donkey.
Donkey.
All right. Digag, Magarak, Ruck, R-U-C, Pullum, Canaliha, and Asni.
Well, I'm glad you saved the easy one for last.
Yeah. This one's simple. No. It's the opposite of simple. I have no idea. I'm picking one.
Look at you both playing it safe. Both of you picked one and locked in.
Well, I know one because, at least I think I do, because of a stupid old joke.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Oh, really?
Oh, there's
I can't
joke
wait to hear what that old joke is.
Yeah, that first one looks like something the Spice Girls would say at the end of that one. Dig a dig, dag.
All right. I'm going to tell you right now. Congratulations going out to Scott for picking Ruck, R-U-C. Yeah, that is the Catalan name.
Good job, Scott.
Catalan. It's Spain and Andorra. They speak.
You know why
Catalan
I chose it? Because I was thinking rucksack. And that's my only, and I don't even think it's related, but it sounded right. So that's why I did it.
Well, whatever your choice, whatever your reasoning was, it was absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Pullum is actually Latin for chicken.
Ah, like pull that's it, you what know, it is.
Yeah, pull it and.
Okay, pull it. That's what I remember. But I thought there was a donkey involved with that joke.
Because there was a guy.
I guess it was.
Because talking about his two chickens, and he says, "Take
two
your
chickens.
Cock and pull
hold my cock and pull it." Yes, that's the one. Yes, that's the one.
Wow, thanks for that. I'm glad you.
I got that confused.
No, that's great. I'm glad you got a chance to say, "Grab my cock and pull it" on the show. That's fantastic.
No, hold my cock and pull it.
Oh,
right.
It's so much better. So much better.
That's right. Magarak is Bosnian for donkey, and Asni is Icelandic for donkey. By the way, all three of the other ones are words for chicken. Somali chicken is digag. Pullum, as I said, is Latin for chicken. And Estonian chicken is kanaliha. Congratulations going to Scott. And because of that, congratulations going to Nicole in South Jersey, who is getting Hidden and Dangerous 2, Courage Under Fire, and Army Men, RTS. That's a real-time strategy game by my account.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But Cammy, you're not going away back to the horribly named Bountiful empty-handed. You're going to get a copy of Railroad Tycoon 3.
Yeah, very good game as well.
Some would argue that's the better game.
Yeah. I think personally it would be my Johnson. Choice of the three games. Yeah.
They're all very good, and I think you're all winners. I'm going to start calling KFC Kentucky Fried Ruck. That's my new thing today.
Kentucky Fried, that would be Pullet, right?
Yeah, you wouldn't want to call it Donkey.
Oh, yeah, Kentucky Fried Donkey. What am I saying?
Kentucky Fried Pullet is what you would be want to call that.
Yeah, Kentucky Fried Magarak. I don't know. I don't know what sounds good, but I'm glad we have two winners. Two wieners. No losers today.
That's right.
Except you, Dunaway. You lost. And
well, thanks for that.
How's that feel?
But did I? Because I got to enjoy this time with you guys. So did I really lose?
No, good point. We're all winners. Yep, we're all wieners.
Friends we made along the way.
Hey, here's the good news. Tomorrow night, 3:30 Mountain Time. That's 5:30 Pacific, or Eastern, rather. 2:30 Pacific. We're going to be recording an episode of Play Retro. And this week, we're talking about those early movie-related Batman games from the 16-bit
90s tie-ins Batman games.
Yeah, and the reason you might say, well, that's weirdly specific. There is a real run there of both good and bad, and I would argue, in a couple of cases, great, but it's a weird time. Amazing. We want to dig into it. We like this licensing stuff anyway, occasionally, so... we're going to dive into that tomorrow on Play Retro at Play.
Yeah, I am holding right now what I got in from eBay is a Sega Genesis copy of Batman Forever. I'm going to see if there's bat nipples in our 32-bit era, 16-bit. No, 16-bit. Yeah.
Genesis, yeah. If you have the Sega CD version, which was technically, that was still 16.
32.
Wasn't it 16? I thought it was 16-bit.
No, well, the 32X was definitely the 32-bit.
Yeah, that one was.
I don't know if they made it for... So it's a 16-bit.
But there was a Batman game that featured a bunch of racing. I think it was Dark Knight Returns. And they did, like, Mode 7-style racing, but it was on the... Maybe it was on the CD. But anyway, that thing may have had the nipples because they had video cutscene stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So look, if you're out there wanting nipples, good news. The internet's got lots of them for you.
At nipples.
Hey, Brian. Yeah,
nipples and pullets. What?
It's been good having you here. Do you have any other things you'd like to say out loud before I cut you off?
Well.
Bye. All right. He's gone. And now it's time for the news. Brought to you by, hold on, where's the news? Hold on.
I don't watch the news.
Hey, it's the news, and it's brought to you by.
By what Scott wrote in here as a gigantic meatloaf.
Yep, spelled that wrong. Gigantic is the word I was looking for. Kim made a huge meatloaf yesterday, and it was so big that when she first laid it out in the pan versus when it came out of the oven, it was 25% smaller than when she put it in, because I guess meat shrinks when you cook it.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yep.
Because what? You're gushing all the goo out of it? Is that the deal?
Yeah, it like dries up in the oven and compresses a little bit. Sure. Yeah.
And it was really good.
All that taste and flavor, though.
Yeah.
Right into the,
big old
right
brick of flavor, man. It was so good. Oh, my gosh. Hats off to her. Carter wouldn't know because she doesn't eat meat. She just sat there eating fruit like a normal vegetarian would. She's in the chat, so I'm just kidding.
Hey, good for her. Good choice.
Yeah, Carter. Good for her. Hey, Carter, is your dog here with me today? I just need to know who I'm walking after the show. She'll have to tell me in the chat. Because she took her last time. All right, let's see. A loose goat. Oh, no!
Oh, no, loose goat.
You guys, alarm. A loose goat has been...
Look out for a goat on the loose.
That's right. This one in Arizona has been terrorizing residents and peed on a deputy. Oh, no. It's a real smart deputy. An Arizona sheriff's office said a loose goat terrorized their community for hours after being apprehended and then promptly urinated on the deputy. I peed upon the deputy. Maricopa County Sheriff's Office said in a Twitter post that the goat, which had been dubbed Billy.
Because, of course.
Because, you know, Billy goats, Brian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Terrorized some residents in Tonopah. It's a town in Arizona, I guess. Does that sound right? Tonopah.
I don't know. If you put the accent on the wrong syllable.
It's hard to say. For hours, by causing damage to a garage door and an electrical cord before chasing a resident around their car. Dude, goats are the freaking worst, man.
Mm-hmm. They really are. Yeah.
Don't lose your goat.
Unless you're watching Back to the Future and having them all climb over you during the movie.
Oh, yeah, good point. You did.
Tonopah. Thanks, Coach Renat.
Taunopah.
Wow, I never would have gotten... Or no, tow. I think it's tow, like in tow a car, T-O-W.
Okay, so phonetically, though, that should be like toe, a T-O-E like or something.
T-O-E, yeah. Taunopah.
Yeah, get that right. Chat room. All right, let's see. Anyway, deputies from District 2 were able to take Billy into custody, which at one point he assaulted one of our deputies by urinating on him. Billy...
I guess that's an assault, sure.
Sure, yeah. Salty assault. I get it. Billy was put into special. He was put into special handcuffs and turned over to livestock control. Well, those aren't handcuffs. Those would be foot or hoof cuffs, right? There's no hands. Goats don't have hands.
No,
do they?
No, they don't have hands.
Okay, I was freaking out for a second. Yeah, I don't want a goat with hands. That sounds terrible.
Yeah. Oh. Hoof cuffs. Yeah, sure.
Hoof cuffs. Billy was charged with trespassing, assault, criminal damage, and disorderly conduct. You know, I think they're having a little fun with this goat. That's what's going on.
Yeah, I think so, too. Although I'm sure that the one that the cop that got peed on might have taken it. Like, I'm going to be a little rough with this goat because he peed on me.
Yeah, no kidding. He's going to be bad cop with that goat. They have square eyeballs. I don't like them. Don't trust them. Oklahoma inmate. Oh, this is funny timing because we just talked about it. Oklahoma inmate forced to listen to Baby Shark on loop. Found dead.
Oh, no.
I know. An inmate who had been accused his jailers of torture by allegedly forcing him to listen to the repetitive Baby Shark song played on loop has been found deceased. John Basco was found unresponsive in a cell in the early hours of Sunday, the Oklahoma County Detention Center, according to a press release. Officers tried to save the 48-year-old's life and worked on him until emergency responders arrived and continued efforts to resuscitate. Jail officials said in their statement, It was about 4:05 that they pronounced him dead. Basco had been booked into the jail on Thursday over a drug trafficking complaint. Made headlines around the world in 2021 after he and three other inmates sued Oklahoma County commissioners. The jail trust and two former jailers following a previous stint in the facility. They accused former detention officers of forcing them to listen to Baby Shark blaring out on repeat, occasionally for hours, while they stood handcuffed to a wall of the visitation room. Former Lieutenant Christopher Raymond Hendershot, it's a big name.
It is.
Was also accused. He was accused of knowing the practice and doing nothing to stop it in the jail. Anyway, they found him dead. It's not related to the Baby Shark.
Yeah, Baby Shark song or not, this still seems like illegal treatment of a...
Yeah, I don't think we're supposed to be allowed to do this unless it's like wartime stuff. And even then, I wish we wouldn't do it.
Yeah, you know? That's right. Guantanamo. What do they... They use like some sort of screamo heavy metal or something, didn't they?
Yeah, it's stuff that like completely offends your average Muslim, I think. It's really gross.
That's right.
It's really gross that we do that.
And lovers of music.
That's true. People who like real music. No offense, screamo lovers. I know
a lot of people who like that stuff, and it's totally fine. Bless the fall. And
yeah, exactly. I've been playing Metal Hellsinger, which is this new game on Game Pass called that's a kind of Doom-like first-person shooter thing, but it's a rhythm shooter.
Oh.
And so the singer for System of the Down and a bunch of other famous metal people are involved. And you are shooting demons and stuff, but you have to do it on beat. So like, bam,
it was a cool
bam.
VR game that I played that was like that, where you had to shoot.
Is that Pistol Whip?
Pistol Whip. I think that's exactly right. Yeah,
Pistol Whip is awesome. That's such a cool game. Kind of thing. Yeah. So it's like this, but it's also heavy metal music. So like these braziers that are on fire are like pulsing to this heavy metal. And what's cool is when you get to 16 kills in a row, the music starts out with just like beat and guitar. But as you get higher and better and kill more dudes, more demons, the more of the music becomes available. And by the time you hit 16, that's when the vocals kick in. It's really cool. It's a rad game. And it's on Game Pass. So if you have Game Pass, no reason not to try it. It's a pretty cool game.
Cool.
Let's see here. Oh, spoons and bowls that used electricity to make food taste saltier go on sale in 2023. Brian, would you buy one of these?
Interesting. I totally would, just to try it out. Yeah.
It's through an electrical process. Check this out. This was reported back in April, the development of a pair of chopsticks that can make food taste saltier without actually adding salt. At that same time...
That's better for you too, right?
I think so. Let's see. This is from the university, or the Meiji?
I think Meiji. Meiji. Because there's a, a grocery store called Meiji?
Oh, is there?
I think.
I haven't heard of it. Might be in other places, but here it's my thinking.
Shoot, yeah, boy, now I'm
welcome Meiji. To Meiji's.
Yeah,
we have salty foods that aren't actually salty here. Well, anyway, they've got this technology, they're gonna apply it to spoons and bowls. And now they're happening. The tableware uses a simple, mild electrical current to enhance the salty flavors of food.
Okay, so there still has to be some salt in the food. But this just enhances it, like...
Yeah, so you don't add any.
Deepens it, sure.
I guess I assume, if we're talking just like sodium, probably every food has some in there. So this does, enhances that or whatever. Oh, don't even get me pops and recline. Don't get me started on MSG. Have you guys actually read the history of MSG? It's just normal salt.
Monosodium glutamate.
It's the reason people got weird about it is because it was this weird racist tactic used in like the 30s. It's so weird.
I know. Oh no, they're putting salt in our Chinese food.
Yeah. Effed up because everyone thought, oh, MSG, it's some horrible. Why? Everybody grew up with this, right? Or at least we did. Oh, MSG is bad. Don't get an MSG.
Yeah, we totally did. Oh, does that... And you even had to, like, some Chinese restaurants had to spend money to get neon signs to put in their windows that was MSG with a circle and a slash through it. Like, no, we don't use MSG.
Yeah. Yeah, and it turns out it was complete bullcrap, and it was all based on just some racist notion that you got to screw over the immigrants. Anyway, there's a whole thing on it. People can go read it. Don't at me. Anyway, they're going to make these. Let's see. The gear is boasting the ability to make food taste 1.5 times saltier. It's not a lot more.
But it's not a lot, no.
Marked improvement over the 30% boost the chopsticks provided. Not much to dislike there, except for maybe how they look, according to some online comments. Is there a photo here? Does it look weird? Let's see.
I want to see. Oh. Because it sounds like the chopsticks might already be...
Yeah, there's a picture. The
around.
Look at that bowl. The bowl the bowl looks like some kind of weird light, like a flashlight or a room
light. Oh, yeah. That's kind of cool, though. Wow.
And look at that
with
spoon.
With little grooves, like, and stuff in it.
Spoon's got like metal with plastic around it.
Yeah, so imagine you have to make sure that part of your hand for conduction is on those metal parts that go into the handle. I don't know.
It is weird looking.
I want these. I want to try them.
Yeah, it's good news for dietary restrictions. You know, if you're on a low sodium diet.
Sure.
That sort of thing. Kind of into this. I want to know more. I would try it here on the show, of course. We would.
For sure, yeah. I wonder, like I said, I wonder if the chopsticks are already available, but I'm not seeing them. There's nothing on Amazon like,
you know,
electrified chopsticks.
If they did, we would totally do like here's a bowl of whatever it is, normal, and then here's a bowl, but this time we're using the chopsticks.
Like probably would try like a soup or something, and yeah.
Whoops, this has audio. Sorry, it's all Chinese. I can't hear it. Also, this guy eaten.
Do you have to use the spoon and the bowl together, or can you? I wonder if you can use one without the other.
Oh, great question. Okay, that works by passing a specific wavelength of electricity from the surface of the utensil to the food. Well, that sounds like it just needs the fork then.
Mm-hmm.
Why is the bowl involved? Or a spoon or fork, I guess. The problem with the initial chopstick design was too slender, blah, 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 blah. The bowls, yeah, they don't actually...
They don't say why.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Spoons and bowls have ample space to fit a battery and also increase the range of applicable foods.
But if you're not, you must have to like drink from the bowl, kind of like you do. I don't know if anybody else does this, but when you get miso soup at a sushi place, you're not even supposed to use the spoon they give you. You're supposed to, like, you know, you can get the little tofu out with your chopsticks, but then you just tip the bowl up and drink out of it.
That sounds so good right now.
It does.
Doesn't miso sound good? Oh, man.
It sounds so good right now, a little miso soup.
I blame you.
But I wonder if you're supposed to, like, put your mouth right on those four metal electrodes. Probably are.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Well, anyway, they're on sale next year, so watch for those. And maybe here on the show we'll do something. I don't know. We'll see.
Mm, okay. Claire is saying, wait, Brian, you eat the tofu. Yeah, I do eat the tofu.
Yeah, eat the
tofu. Why wouldn't I eat the...
Yeah, with the chopsticks, yeah.
With the chopsticks.
Yeah.
I'll pick them out. Because if I'm drinking from the bowl, I don't want 11 pieces of tofu to to try and enter my pie hole at the same time. It's going to cause problems.
You're not horking down big cubes of goo while you're
right. And the seaweed's too big. I mean, I eat it, but I don't try to drink the big stuff like the seaweed and the tofu.
Drinking the big stuff.
My pie hole.
Eat your pie hole. I like the term.
What is wrong with you?
We don't use pie hole often.
Claire.
Enough. Yeah, Claire's on a she's on a roll today.
Yes, exactly.
So far,
the chatbot has not yelled at her for all the caps that she's using.
She doesn't have like an exception going on, does she? did somebody make an exception for Claire because she only knows how to talk?
Maybe so. Yeah, they did the Claire rule.
Claire, are you my mom? Because this is how I get emails. Are you sure you're not my mom? All right. Moving on, a Georgia woman. We talked about KFC as well. It's hilarious today. A Georgia woman found $500 in her KFC sandwich. I don't think it was in the sandwich. Anyway, we'll get to that. After the restaurant.
Sounds like she did. Like, sounds like it was.
It doesn't make sense to me. But anyway, this was after the restaurant misplaced its daily deposit. So this is part of their deposit. She found.
Oh, no. I put a piece of chicken into the ATM. Damn it.
No wonder it didn't know what to do.
Oh, Gil, you're going to get fired again.
Oh, Gil. One of the greatest ancillary characters of all time.
Totally.
A Georgia woman found $543, 10 cents. 10 cents. Now, hold on. So was there like coin currency in there as well?
Or a check, maybe?
Well, it's fine.
No, it says cash.
It says cash. Now it's, and then the body of this thing says under her KFC sandwich.
Ah, there we go. When she opens, so it's one of those, probably one of those, either the boxes or just, oh, in her sandwich bag. So basically, they just basically had the bag that her food was in, and yeah. She pulled that stuff out, and there's like, oh, there's like a little bag in here as well. What's in here? Oh, look at that, $543.10.
Yeah, I worry that employee might be dumb. Seriously.
Yeah, I think so. It's also like the, isn't that the, like, close to the check amount you got if you won the Gong Show?
Yeah, it is.
Something dumb like that.
Yeah, that was if Jamie Farr and
JP Morgan
didn't gong
didn't
you
hit
out.
The gong and yeah. knock you out. Yeah.
Ask your parents. All right.
How many, did you see any JP Morgan on Love Boat?
Oh, I don't know that I have yet. I don't think I've seen JP. I did see Tom Hanks last night. He was on there. That weirded me out.
Tom Hanks. Wow.
Tom Hanks, kidding. And who else? It was because of Bosom Buddies, but
sure.
Who was the other one I saw that surprised me? Crap.
I just saw the one with Epstein from Welcome Back, Kotter.
Oh, geez.
Trying to woo Jan Brady.
Yeah.
Or no, Marsha Brady.
Marsha Brady, who has been on there like four times as different
people. Really?
Yeah. She's always on there, but yeah, she was trying to... And she liked him, right? Wasn't that the deal?
She liked him, yeah. He was trying to lose his virginity, and she's like, I'm right here.
I'm right, and he kept ignoring it, yeah.
And his giant afro, which I think you had to turn sideways to get through doors on that ship.
Yeah, plus I think it had its own car battery to run it.
It, weird. It really did.
Anyway, Brian and I are both watching Love Boat here and there, so.
Yeah, and Monica, too, apparently.
Oh, is she? That's
great. Wicked kitten, yeah.
That's great. Anyway, so she took this money back to the KFC, by the way. She did
good,
the nice
good
thing.
Good for her. She did the right thing.
Yeah. She,
Can I also, one last thing about Love Boat?
Yeah.
My God, that show needs a different, stinger for like, you know, establishing shots.
Like, oh yeah, totally.
Every single
it's the same one.
Like every single scene opens with Du.
It's exactly the same, and it's usually a shot of people loading onto the gangplank thing, the
right.
little tunnel thing. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to ask you, when you went on your cruise, because obviously Princess Cruises, they really lean heavily, as you found out, into the whole Love Boat thing.
Oh, big time, yeah.
Did they give you like streamers and confetti to go stand on the side of the ship as it was disembarking or as it was leaving the dock to throw at the people who were waiting?
They did not. And I actually asked somebody about that because I'd seen all these episodes and I went, we're not getting to throw shit off the boat every time we leave a port. Why is that? And they said that ended decades ago because of,
I'm sure
it just trashed.
Probably
up the
fish
port.
And birds would eat that garbage and die.
Yeah. We were just throwing paper and streamers into the ocean. So. Yeah. It was wild.
What was the point of that whole damn thing?
I don't know.
Like, hey, suckers, we're leaving. Yeah. Ah,
but who's actually out there? That's the other thing is when I got there, it's everybody getting on the boat. Anybody else that's at the port is getting off the boat. Who are you waving at?
Like, yeah. I mean, if you're getting a ride to the ship, they're not going to sit there for the hour it takes you to go through all the lines and customs and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, and even then, the boat didn't... We got on the boat at like 11 a.m. and the thing didn't leave port till 6.
Like, oh, right.
Yeah, so you're never waving. There's no one to wave at. It's the dumbest thing. Like the parking attendants see a wee.
Right. That's right. Hey, make sure you stick around for 7 hours so you can see us depart. Bye.
Yeah, I think there must have been... Either things were done differently or the show just... did that and made us all think that's the thing you did.
I think it was a way to establish, all right, here are our clusters of characters. We've got this couple, mm-hmm. we've got this family, and we've got this one guy who's, you know, a jewel thief or something, and we're just going to show him alone.
And you that were so by right the other was, day. You're so right the other day about the reuse of tropes. Like they get on there and there's always a couple who are mad at each other and then find rekindle their love by the end.
Right. Or they come separately and realize they hate each other. And then by the end of that episode, they're
back
lovers.
In love.
It's like, oh, God.
Yeah, because it's the Love Boat. See, they get in love again.
I'm 5 episodes in and 3 of the 5 episodes had that. This is the episode where they almost get off the island of Gilligan's Island, basically.
It's all dumb, and I love it. I can't stop watching it. All right. What else is going on? Oh, we're going to take a break. That's what we're going to do.
Oh, let's do that.
When we come back, we're going to try call now. I'm a little concerned about it because the stupid call waiting feature on Google Voice that they added, I can't get rid of it. It just happens.
Oh, no.
So sometimes it rings while people are talking, and it just overwhelms the audio, and I hate it. So we're going to try it. It's hard with call now because you're all calling now. You know, because Steven's not here today. Normally he'd be here, but we'll try it. We'll see how it goes. If it fails, you know, a couple of quick emails or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But that's coming up after this break. Brian, hey, tell me what song we're going to hear.
Yeah, let's go to Oceanside, California. I've been there. They have a band there called Sick Waiting, S-I-C. Waiting, spelled just like you think waiting is spelled. Mm. They have a brand new album called A Fine Hill to Die On, which comes out November 4th. This is the brand new single. It's the B-side of the brand new single, which is Uncommon Veins. The single is, or the song we're going to be playing is Life on Fire. Here is the band Sick Waiting from Oceanside, California.
I want a life on fire. Want you to burn with me. Turn potential to kinetic energy. You've got a folding mat. I got a mean machine.
A good cup of coffee in the morning, or any other time of the day, really. It's crazy. So many of us enjoy the finer things in life, but so many of us still settle for blah coffee every morning. Well, with Trade Coffee, you can start every morning with something special. I'm one of those people who drinks coffee here and there. My wife drinks a ton. But I couldn't tell you exactly what makes a good cup of coffee taste good. I just know that it is. And every time I've had anything from Trade Coffee, it's not just good, it's great. I don't want to get too deep, but every day is precious. All right, so make the most of your days. Don't wake up to mediocre stuff, grocery store coffee. Get the best coffee you can get from Trade Coffee. Let me tell you about these guys. It's a coffee subscription service unlike anything you've tried before. They partner with top independent roasters and freshly roast and send the best coffees in the country direct to your door. And it's on your preferred schedule, by the way. And you can make that experience as simple or sophisticated as you want. Quickly select from a curated collection by roast, flavor, brewing method, and more. Their team of experts will do all the work, taste testing hundreds of these coffees from across the U.S. every month to curate over 450 exceptional coffees that make the cut, and they'll make your cut too. If you want something curated just for you, then you can take a minute, won't take very long, and complete the Trade Coffee questionnaire. You'll be expertly matched with your perfect coffee, and then a fresh bag of beans will be on the way. Every cup that's come past my door from Trade Coffee has been amazing. Honestly, they made a coffee drinker out of me. They made me appreciate it, because before that, I really wasn't. And that's amazing. My wife can't be quiet about it. She should be here right now talking about it. Trade is the easiest way to get your very best tasting coffee delivered fresh when you need it. You've got nothing to lose because Trade guarantees you will love your first bag. And if not, they'll work with you to replace it for free. So if you want to support small businesses and brew the best cup of coffee you've ever made at home, it's time to try Trade Coffee. Right now, Trade is offering our listeners a total of $30 off your first order plus free shipping at drinktrade.com/TMS. That's drinktrade.com/TMS for $30 off your subscription to the best coffees in the country.
Did you know that before Jason Statham was the transporter in Expendables or Fast and the Furious, he was a dancer in the 1994 music video Run to the Sun by the pop group Erasure. And he's credited as the silver-painted dancer.
Abraham Binken.
The Morning Stream. Computer, stop the flow of time.
Right, we're back. Hey, tell me that band and that song again.
Yeah, that band is Sick Waiting, S-I-C, Waiting, from their brand new single, that is Life on Fire.
Sick Waiting, wonder where that came from. It's a weird...
I don't know. It is. It's weird a weird... I should have said, I guess you could spell it E-I-G-H-T-A. No, it's Sick Waiting as in W-A-I-T-I-N-G.
So you're just waiting, like waiting.
If that's a phrase or something.
Okay. Sick Waiting.
No, like you do a search for that and it's like all of the, it's all stuff about that band, which is good. Good for them, right?
You know, that's what you want.
If you do a search for Sick Waiting, you find nothing but this band, which is great.
Ask Live how they feel about having the band name Live.
Right. Or The.
Oh.
Great band. Poor choice of band name.
Just bad SEO, man.
Really bad SEO. Hey, speaking of bands, I'm doing something in November that I've never done before, which is flying to a different city just to see a band that is touring that's not coming to Denver. Two bands specifically.
Oh, what bands are these?
Two of my favorite Britpop bands, the London Suede, or Suede as they're called in the UK, and the Manic Street Preachers. I've done, you know, episodes of Coverville where I featured their music and huge fans of both of those bands. They're coming, they're co-headlining a tour, and they're visiting all sorts of places around the U.S., none closer to Colorado than Orange County, and I want to say Chicago was the next closest, but we can get to Anaheim for $210 for the two of us round trip.
I was going to say, Tina going with you, I assume.
Tina's going with me, so
nice.
So we're headed back to Anaheim, but not going to give any money to Disney on this trip.
Nope, and no COVID this time. It'll all be good.
That's right.
No more COVID.
I won't be patient zero in Anaheim anymore.
Getting my BA5 booster tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow? I was wondering when you're getting it. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. See if I can continue to be the final player in this great big battle royale known as COVID-19. I'm going to try to win this match. This is the one streak I'm not going to... I feel like I'm destined to lose, but I feel, you know...
Yeah, I mean, it won't... The deal is, it won't prevent you from ever getting it. It'll just lessen the symptoms when you do get it. So you'll get it eventually at some point. But
yeah, at some point I will. The goal is to do like my barf streak where I can go as long as possible. And when it happens, it happens. But I like my streaks. Yeah. You know how I like my streaks, Brian.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah. We can take some of your calls now. We're going to see how this works. I don't know. If it's going to be weird, we'll deal with it. But where's call now? I can't even find it.
Call now.
All right, there it is. 801-471-0462. That's 801 4710462 is the live number to call. Jeannie is very kindly, as always, put it in the chat room so you guys can see it. And if you'd like to,
call now
and talk to us and tell us what's going on. Ask us your questions. Tell us your feelings. Share your emotional status.
Consider it maybe therapy. Maybe you need to vent. Maybe you just want to brag about the breakfast you just had. We don't care.
We don't care. Call. Hello. Hi. Who's this?
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi.
Who's this?
Really pretty. Oh my God, you can hear me. Yay,
it's Claire. Oh, she sounded
Claire.
You sounded different. I couldn't tell that was you.
You did sound different. You don't sound as far away as you normally do when you call in.
Yeah. What's going on?
Really?
What are you doing? What's happening in Ireland? You guys aren't blowing anything up anymore, right? You guys are good that way.
No, we're good. I'm actually in the Free State of Ireland, so I'm like in the south of Ireland, which is interesting that I sound better because I'm literally in the middle of nowhere right now.
Oh, that's funny. It's probably because you got a bunch of interference in the city or something. Who knows?
Maybe, but yeah, I'm just down chilling, avoiding all the stuff up north and from the UK, you know.
Oh, sure. Right. It's the Queen's deal today. Everybody's
funeral.
It's her
yes.
deal. Yeah.
Every channel streaming the funeral, I'm sure.
That's right. So there, I saw a video of some poor kid who was skating in London and skated down the wrong road. He's just out skating. He's just screwing around. And he skated down the road where they had cordoned off a bunch of it for this procession and everything. Yeah. And man, those cops tackled that poor kid.
Oh, no.
Just crammed him into the cement and held him there. And it's like, what's he going to do? Come over to the coffin and knock three times? Like, what's the problem? It's really
good old
dumb.
London coppers.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I know you're a giant fan of the monarchy and the queen in particular. how are you mourning today? Yeah. Are you celebrating or mourning is the question. Are you in a mourning?
I wouldn't celebrate. I'm not a horrible person. You know, like, she's a granny. My own granny is only, like, 6 years younger than her. So I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, burn the witch.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like...
burn the witch.
You know, what she represented wasn't great for my country, personally. But, you know, each to their own and all that.
Sure.
Yeah, so my dad's, like, super into the royal family as well. So he actually is, like, at home watching the whole stream. And I had it on there now, like, watching it. But... yeah, I'm just avoiding all the closures of the shops and stuff down south. So.
But isn't it my worry about it watching any of this, honestly? And Brian, I don't know if you feel the same, but I feel like I'd be just bored stiff. Like,
yeah, it was it replaced our local news this morning, and it was like listening to a song on repeat while you're on hold to talk to your dentist or something.
To your dentist.
Yeah.
It was like basically that same.
Oh, no. That particular one, I just have to admit for, but it's like the one that's kind of like to the same like key or something as that, and it's the funeral march, and it's
that's what it
like,
was.
Oh
yes.
God.
Yeah. Okay. And you know, I'm
walking up the road.
Sure.
That's right. It wasn't God Save the Queen. It was the other song that they were playing, and after a while, I realized I could also hum the Imperial March.
Oh,
Darth Vader's theme to that.
There was one that sounded similar to the Imperial March, and then there's another one that I don't know what you call the scene, but you know, at the end of New Hope, where they come into the hall with all and they get the medals.
Oh,
like,
yes, yeah.
Right. The start of it, like the start of that, and every time my head goes to like Chewbacca, be like, ah!
I didn't get an award. I work just as hard as the rest of you.
Yeah, it's just John Williams has like completely ruined horns for everyone.
So is the Pope going? Do you know? Is that a deal? Is he going to be a guest of honor or anything? Because I know you love the Pope as well. You're a huge Pope fan.
I love the Pope, but the Church of England, I don't think like the Pope.
Oh, yeah, right. I forgot. The Henry VIII stuff kicks in and everybody's got to go that direction.
Yeah,
I get it.
Henry VIII was like, well, I want to behead and divorce my wives. I'm going to start my own religion because that's
quite
easy.
Mm-hmm. Did Biden take a plus one? I don't remember what happened. He was supposed to invite somebody and he wasn't going to take the last president, but he was like going to take maybe just his wife. I don't know. There was some talk over here that he was going to take another luminary, like maybe the Obamas or maybe the Bushes or I don't know, somebody else was going to go. I don't know if that happened.
Oh, it'd be funny if the Bushes turned up just to, you know, add
hey,
to the
do you want to come with me to the Queen's funeral?
Royals with such high regards. No, I actually didn't see what do you call him again? Biden. I didn't see Biden until like just there now. It was like some recap footage, but I didn't see him.
Right.
I wasn't really following too closely anyway.
He should ride his bike out on that same road that skater was on and get attacked by a bunch of cops.
There we go. Exactly.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
It's a sad event.
Yeah.
It's a sad event, man.
Come on, man.
Gotta go to the funeral. It's a sad event, folks.
And then if Clinton came, you could really party, but I don't think he's going.
Right, yeah.
You could really
Yeah,
watch out, though.
What color dress is she wearing?
Yeah, what color dress is the... Oh, she's wearing that blue dress, is she? Hey, look at all the Democrats we made fun of today. This is fantastic.
Yeah, see? Look at that.
Look at us playing equal sides. Didn't even mention the T word once. Anyway, Claire, it's always good to hear from you. I hope that your time out in the country is well spent and that your next boyfriend is cool. That's what I want.
Oh, yes. I hope so, too.
Don't we all?
Go slurp some tofu.
Slurp my butt. Wait, what? All right. Don't slurp my butt. All right. Well done. As that worked okay. We didn't get any other calls during it, which is probably part of the value there.
It probably, they may have just gone straight to voicemail or something.
Yeah, and that would be good because that's kind of what I want. We got another one coming in. Let's see who this is. Hi, thanks for holding. Who's this?
Hey, this is Cyrenex. Sean White.
Hello, Cyrenex.
Hello, one of the three Seans.
Yeah, the many Seans.
Yeah, that was very unceremoniously kicked off last season for no particular reason. There's no bitterness there at all.
No, none. So. No, I can tell. I can tell you're completely cool with it. Hey, it's weird because I feel like I'm just on your show again because last time I heard your voice, that's what we were doing. Yeah, weird. Yeah. Weird.
No, that was awesome to have you on there. I'll have to see if I can get you on there at some point again.
Yeah, it was super fun. You guys were great. My favorite part is how September's internet was based on something from the 1700s. I thought that was pretty great. Just kidding. September.
Oh no.
Yeah, it was so
talking about.
It was so laggy. Oh my gosh. And she couldn't help it. She was at her visiting her mom or something, and they just had bad internet, and there was nothing she could do about it.
I think she was in New York or something.
Yeah.
I don't remember off the top of my head.
And I'm not kidding, Brian. It was like I would say hello, and then it would be. Mm-hmm. 5,000, 6,000, 7,000. And then eventually she'd go, well, hello. And it would be like, we can't do this. Oh. This is untenable. Anyway, Cyrenex, what's on your mind? What's going on? You got questions, thoughts? What's up?
What's happening?
I was actually kind of curious, like, how big of a soundboard do you have? Because some of my favorite content from you is when you're just like face rolling on your soundboard to find the right thing.
Yes.
I can tell you. Like, I'll tell you right now how many
pages. Because you're using Farrago or Farrago.
I use Farrago, Farrago. Yeah, I don't know how to say it either. Yeah. I use that for all the quick needs, but I've got too many to fill it. So I've got probably, I can tell you exactly how many. Let me see if I can. I have, here it is. Why isn't that showing up? Hold on. Will it tell me how many files? Oh, okay. Here it is. 13,000 clips.
Wow.
13,000. And the reason that that's so big is I kind of have, even when I'm working on totally unrelated things, if I have something playing in the background, like YouTube or anything.
Oh, sure.
I
like
just
the music
have,
we're hearing right now, for example.
Yeah. For that as an example, I have, I am recording all the time. So the minute somebody in something, a commercial even, whatever, says something I think is just weird or out of context or funny or anything, I record it. If I'm watching, I don't know, I'll watch old commercials and stuff just to try to find little nuggets. So I'm always listening for it and always recording. And after about, I don't know how many years, 2000, let's call it 05 is when I started collecting files. And it really kicked up with TMS. Like, that's when things really, because I was trying to get stuff for the show every day. That's when it really kicked up. But yeah, it's a lot. And, you know, when I'm dead, you guys can have it all. You can have all my files. It's fine.
Because even like this morning when you were trying to figure out music to intro Brian, I think you went through about a dozen different songs before you finally picked one.
Yeah. I my problem is I've gone through that board a lot. I need to refresh it. But anyway.
I still don't know why that's some of my favorite stuff that you do, but it's just every time you do it, I find it hilarious.
Well, Cyrenex, to celebrate, let's give you a random one, okay? Let's go way back.
Okay.
Let's go back to 20 Oh, I have older ones than these. Let's see. Okay, old. Let's go back to 2009. That's a nice old ripe age, right?
Okay, all right.
Okay, so we got...
I love that you've got these by year, like, or roughly can see by year when things were added to them.
Yeah, and these are just... I mean, I'm just using Finder for that. It's just telling me dates, but... okay, here's one from... Oh, geez. This, okay, a random one from 2009. Here you go.
Zardoz is pleased.
Okay, that's Fletcher saying Zardoz is pleased.
Pretty easy to remember what movie he's talking about there.
Yeah, and right next to it, Brian.
Slurp my butt.
Slurp my butt's right
oh,
there.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Is it,
I was kind of hoping you'd like find the one random clip of like Brian dropping an F-bomb or something.
I mean, I could find one.
I've got, there are several. I gave the patrons one for free on FilmSec Sunday, the one we recorded yesterday. I gave everybody a free F-bomb.
Well, I'll tell you what. If I go and do a search for IBIT oldest file, okay, I'm going to find the oldest file I have of Brian.
Okay,
Brian,
all right,
anything.
Interesting.
Okay, so here you go. Oh, man, this is wild. It's taking a second. Okay, here we go. The oldest Brian IBIT clip I have. That can't be. Well, here it is. That can't be right.
It might be.
That's 20.
I mean, I don't know if you clipped anything that I did on ELR when I was a guest on ELR a couple times.
Here's an old one.
Shit Gratifter.
Oh, that is an old one. Yeah.
Film sack, yeah. Yeah, I don't have anything dating past 2009.
Wow.
I have a movie. IBIT titles? What's this? Oh, that's a broken file. Well, anyway. I could figure this out, but I have so many, like, what's this?
I'll be in the penthouse if you change your mind.
Oh, I have all the things that say, it's all IBIT's prom date files. Those are all in here as well.
Oh, sure. They're all under IBIT prom date.
Yeah. Nice. How about this one?
I think Circulation can give me those preprint figures. I'll check with them and I'll get back to you.
That is the oldest audio in here, right?
I was going to say, that is the oldest clip that you've got, even though you got it more recently, but that is 1996, I think. Right
Six
there.
Or it's seven, yeah. That's Brian. a long time ago. You hadn't even had Tristan yet, I don't think, or he did that year or something.
No.
Weird.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, there you have it. Hey, Saranex, always good to hear from you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good to start.
Have a fantastic week. All right. Let's take one more.
Sure.
If you guys want to call in, you can. 801-471-0462. Let's call now, which you know that because I play this.
Call now.
And that's how you know. That's how you know things. We got
Quantum Leap, the new show starting today. I'm going to watch that tonight.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to hear what you think of that, given your status.
I'm going to give. That's going to be a week to week. I think Andor and Quantum Leap are going to be week to week, so I'm not going to wait and binge those.
It has good pre-buzz. I'm hearing good things, so I think you might be.
That's what I'm hearing, too, on both of those shows.
Yeah, you might be happy. Hi, thanks for holding. Who's this?
Hey, it's Katie, a.k.a. Katrina T in the chat.
Well, hello, Katrina T.
Oh, hey, Katrina.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear. We needed a girl today. Thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Well, you had Claire.
Yeah, but she's more of an alien. She's more of a creature than a girl. Just kidding. I love her. Hey, what's going on? What's on your mind?
Not much. I know you guys were just talking about Tonopah, Arizona, and as much as you know, there's a Tonopah in Nevada, and it's the home of the famous Clown Motel.
Oh, wait.
Okay. Yeah, I saw you talk about this in chat. Tell me about the Clown Motel.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
So it's this little motel that's in this little town in the middle of Nevada, and everything is clown themed. Like, there's a gift shop that has like thousands and thousands of different kinds of clowns. And then the rooms, I believe, also have paintings of clowns in them. It's like if you ever want to be freaked out and never want to sleep in a motel room, this is probably the place to go.
I do want to go.
I'm looking. Here's my favorite part. So I'm on the website for TonopahNevada.com/things-to-do slash clown dash motel. And the first shot is a shot of the motel with the giant clowns on it. The second shot is from the side, and right next to the clown motel is a graveyard, like directly next to.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Like really old cemetery. Like there's graves in there from the 1800s, like the miner time.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Are you looking at this photo, Scott?
I'm on the clownmotelusa.com.
Let me give you, go to this page and then go, just click next on the slider that comes up.
Okay. Click in. Here we go.
So you've got the slider and just...
Oh my gosh, look at that. Hold on, I have to accept.
Yeah, it's only a few hours from Vegas.
Oh, look at this. I gotta go to this. There's only two photos,
just one shot of the hotel or the motel and then one shot of the graveyard next to it.
The colors are so horrible. I gotta go. I need to go.
Oh, you do. You need to go.
I will go. I'm going. Ooh, how close is this to Vegas, you said? A couple hours is all?
It's only like about 3.5 hours.
It's not too bad.
That is like, I can go broke in 3.5 hours. That's too much time for me to take away from my Vegas time.
I love this, that it even exists. I need to know more about these weird off the shoot things. I love this kind of stuff.
Well, I used to work for the sheriff's office for Nye County, which is like the third largest county in the U.S.
Yeah.
And takes up most of central southern Nevada.
Yeah.
So, like, I used to take phone calls for 911 and stuff, and there is some weird stuff that would go on out there.
I'll bet.
Really? Oh, yeah. So it is, like you said, a big mining town.
Yeah.
It used to be the heart of Nye County, and then it kind of died out. And now, like, where I live in Pahrump, it's kind of grown more. So everything's still considered the heart of Nye County and Tonopah, but there's really not much out there anymore.
So it is Tonopah. You're saying that's the way to say it.
Tonopah, yeah.
Yeah, it is the way to say it, yeah.
Okay.
I had to learn the hard way because when I first moved out here, I was saying everything wrong and they would just keep laughing at me.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like you might
call Tehachapi and I would say Tehapache and they're just like, what?
Tehapache, I like that.
And you can't just use cops on the radio because, you know, they'll never let you live it down.
No, that's the deal with cops, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like if you're going maybe from Reno to Vegas, you can pass through Tonopah, but there's really no other reason you'd pass through there. Like, it's not like you can say, oh, you know, let's go to this place, and then on the way, we'll check out the Clown Motel in Tonopah, but it's...
There is, like, there's like a car cemetery, or I can't remember what they call it, a car forest? Which is very... close to it. Yeah, oh, like school buses and stuff upright in the desert.
I'm going.
It's like half of it sticking out.
There's like mining stuff to go visit. So it's worth going there. It is like a really weird off the beaten path thing to do, but it is actually really interesting.
You had me at Car Forest. I am absolutely going. I love that kind of stuff. Just like big abandoned crap like that. Oh my gosh. I'm going to Tonopah. Kim and I were actually trying to think of an excuse to go to Reno for no good reason. Oh. We're just like,
well, now you have a good reason.
Go to Reno, the dirtier Vegas, like just the crap Vegas, and
the
see what's
up. Little town
halfway
in,
through
in the US.
And visit Goldfield and Tonopah because there's lots of cool haunted stuff out there, and the weird stuff like the car forest and the Crown Motel.
I love that kind of stuff. I really do. Like, this is where movies should be made, horror movies and stuff. I freaking love it. All right. Well, thank you for that. It's nice to hear from you. You should call again when we do this.
I try. I'm working, so I took my break early to talk to you guys today.
Oh, we love having
nice
you on.
Of you to waste your break on us.
Yeah. Thank you for being one of the two girls that called. I guess we're half and half. We had two guys, two girls, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Or do we only have one? Was it Cyrenex was the only one?
Well, we had Brian Dunaway. Do you count Brian Dunaway?
Never. No. Never count him as anything. No.
Then just two and one.
Just a wiener turd. That's what I count. Okay, that's it for a call now. Thank you guys for doing that. I guess it worked out. I don't know if they changed it. Maybe they got complaints and changed Google Voice to not have that annoying call waiting thing because it sucked and I couldn't control it. It really pissed me off. Anyway, we're good now. Quick email on our way out of the door. Evan wrote in about these towel chips, the RFID chips in a towel at a hotel.
Oh, yeah, right. Uh-huh.
He says, hello, S pun and B pun. That might be my favorite. That's
pretty good. Yeah, just don't put any effort in. Just go meta on it, Evan. Fine.
Go all the way. Listening to your latest episode about RFID and towels in hotels, my dad's friend owned a business that did similar things with hospitals for nurses' uniforms and other medical settings. The idea was that they could track how the uniforms are used, who they are checked out in and out to, and then they can track down to the individual garment when it is needed to be replaced, i.e. after the garment has been washed X times and then replace it. I also found a site about how this stuff works. It says, I'm guessing it's a similar idea for the towels in Vegas. Maybe there's a correlation between the number of towels that never scan back in from the room after a visit by a certain S. Johnson. Ha ha. love the show, though. Evan. Yeah, maybe. See, I've always had the feeling that it's not about individual towel theft. It's more about overall inventory management.
Sure. So it's easier to count if you just go bloop, 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 bloop.
Yeah. And some of them are probably going to be bad after the 20th wash. It's like, oh, this one's not working anymore, so we got to replace a whole batch or whatever. I don't actually know. But if anyone out there in the hospitality business can like pipe in, I'm just endlessly curious about RFIDs and towels and the purpose of it. Is it to catch just one lady with a towel in her purse, or is it just some kind of much larger logistics thing? Like, that's what I want to know. Send us your emails, themorningstream@gmail.com. Real quick.
Fascinating stuff.
I want to thank our patrons. All of you are awesome, especially three new people that joined us, Alexander Whitney, Michael Hennessy, and Aaron Newkirk. You are all awesome, and we love you, and we want to thank you for joining us at patreon.com/TMS, a place where you get everyday pre-show content, post-show content. What else? No ads ever. You get monthly content. You get stuff in the mail. There's levels for a special tea that we ship out to everybody from phoenixpearltea.com. It's an amazing good time for anybody who takes advantage of our stupidity. Because when we set this thing up, we did it kind of wrong, and you get maximum value for very little money. That's in a world where inflation is running rampant, we're the opposite.
Okay? Right. We're deflation is what we are.
From the get-go, from like day one, we deflated.
Yeah.
So come take advantage of our deflation.
I'm deflating right now.
I know. Hear that fart sound? That's me deflating. Anyway, check it out, patreon.com/TMS. For all other things, it's frogpants.com/TMS. And now, like the middle of the show, we have another part of the show where we do a little music selection, see?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, and Brian Ibbett here, he's the one that dug it up, found it.
Curates it.
Vetted it. Stuff. Yeah, all that stuff. So now the grand reveal, Brian, what music are we playing?
Let's pull the cloth off this one. So this is great. All right. So obviously a funeral is going on today for the Queen.
Sure.
And I very briefly thought about playing a cover of the Sex Pistols' God Save the Queen, which is a very anti-Queen song. Yeah. So decided, no, that would just definitely not be right. And I couldn't, there's no way I could do that and feel good about myself. I thought about the Queen cover of the traditional God Save the Queen that they included on A Night at the Opera. Decided against that, but I did a little searching online to say, what was the Queen's favorite song? Did she have a favorite song? And New Musical Express or somebody for her 80th birthday or 90th got a little interview where she talked about her favorite songs of all time. One of those is the song Cheek to Cheek by Irving Berlin.
Oh.
And the version I'm going to play for you, you'll enjoy because it sounds like, well, let me back up. There's a, the band Taco, famous for their one-hit wonder, Putting on the Ritz.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That came from an entire album called After Eight, which came out in 1982. A lot of people don't know this. That entire album is covers of old standards like Putting on the Ritz and Cheek to Cheek by Irving Berlin, a ton of songs like that. So here is Taco's cover of Cheek to Cheek, which sounds a lot like their cover of Putting on the Ritz. Talk wow. about having a shtick and sticking to it, or shticking to it. Here is Taco from the album After Eight and Cheek to Cheek.
Tiny little note I just thought of.
Yeah.
When we get new James Bond movies, they can no longer say, I work for Her Majesty's Secret Service, can they? They have to now say, I work for His Majesty's Secret Service, right?
His Majesty's Secret Service, I guess so, yeah, for sure.
Because the entire run of all James Bond films, it's been Queen Elizabeth the whole time.
Right, right.
From Dr. No to where
there was there was a movie called On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Yeah, it's in the title.
If they remake it, they have to change the name.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, with that shocking news, we're going to get out of here. Thank you all for being here. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show. We'll see you then. Chica.
beat so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go a fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. I don't wanna climb no mountain, I don't wanna swim no creek, all I ever want to do with you, honey, is dance cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want you to
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
You're safe with us.
Oh, that's that Jim Varney that sounds like Dunaway.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.